Prime Minister Tony Abbott has dismissed concerns about the planned closure of more than 100 West Australian Indigenous communities, saying governments can't be expected to fund lifestyle choices. The leader of the Kimberley Land Council says he's saddened by Mr Abbott's comments, and the federal opposition is demanding he immediately apologise for his remarks. Samantha Donovan reporting.
The West Australian government is planning to close up to 150 of the state's remote Indigenous communities. It says it can't provide their essential services after the federal government decided to make a one-off payment and then transfer funding responsibility to the state over the next 2 years. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, told ABC Radio in Kalgoorlie that it's fine to live in a remote community, but there's a limit to what the state can do for you.
If you want to close the gap, what you've got to do is get the kids to school, the adults to work, and you've got to ensure that communities are safe. And in order to get kids to school and adults to work, you've got to have a school. And if people choose to live miles away from where there's a school, if people choose not to access school of the air and the other services that are available for people in very, very remote locations, if people choose to live where there's no jobs, obviously it's very, very difficult to close the gap.
Tony Abbott says it's not the taxpayer's job to fund lifestyle choices.
It's the job of the taxpayer to provide reasonable services in a reasonable way, to provide high quality services in a reasonable way. What we can't do is endlessly subsidise lifestyle choices if those lifestyle choices are not conducive to the kind of full participation in Australian society that everyone should have.
Anthony Watson is the chairman of the Kimberley Land Council, that region's peak Indigenous body. He says he's saddened by Mr Abbott's remarks.
The government provide resource support to major regional centres. Why is there lesser obligation to support people in communities? This is not a lifestyle choice. This is simply where we live.
Mr Watson says the closure of Indigenous communities will create more problems.
It will put more intense pressure on towns. So if our mob are going to be moved away from communities into towns, would be on the streets, in the parks.
Anthony Watson says the funding uncertainty is troubling the affected communities.
We do look towards the government to show leadership. We feel we are being punished for the inefficiency of government. And Tony Abbott said he was going to support Aboriginal people. We are not seeing this support and leadership from him.
The Federal Opposition spokesman on Indigenous Affairs, Shane Newman, says the Prime Minister has a pre-Mabo mentality.
Well, a self-proclaimed Prime Minister for Indigenous Affairs must apologise for these disturbing and offensive comments. If you adopt what he says is appropriate, then he's really supporting the eviction of tens of thousands of Australians from the land in which their ancestors have lived for millennia. Does he truly believe that all Australians don't deserve essential municipal services?
Shane Newman, the Federal Opposition spokesman on Indigenous Affairs, and Samantha Donovan reporting there. Well, Mr Abbott has defended his comments during an interview with broadcaster Alan Jones on Macquarie Radio this morning.
I was stating a general principle, and look, some people support what the West Australian government is doing, some people oppose it, but the general principle, Alan, is that you and I as Australians are free to go and do whatever we reasonably want to do in our country.
But
if you or I chose to live in a very remote place, to what extent is the taxpayer obliged to subsidise our services? And I think this is a very real question. Now, we all know that what we need to see in these remote Indigenous places is the kids going to school, the adults going to work, and communities safe and secure. But it is incredibly difficult for the kids to go to school.
Absolutely.
If there's only a half a dozen of them.
Absolutely.
And getting teachers there is all but impossible. Similarly, it's very difficult for the adults to get a proper job if there's no employment within hundreds of miles. And this is where we have to be a little bit realistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, this morning speaking to broadcaster Alan Jones.